8:14. So the 2016 US presidential election cited by critics of how a vulnerable voting infrastructure can weaken confidence in the electoral process. Allegations of Russian government interference, for example, have plagued the outcome. Even if, for example, we look at 2016, even though he won, President Donald Trump claimed last week that China is attempting to meddle in the forthcoming US midterm. So you might have meddling in your favor, you might have meddling against you. We can welcome Professor Charles Stewart III from the Department of Political Science, MIT, founder of MIT's Election Data and Science. Thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Firstly, I mean, can we just clarify, what's the major issue with insecurity around the 2016 election? Is it more what Russia's alleged to have done, or is it more just the question that a candidate can get more votes than someone else but still lose the election because of the way the electoral college system works?
Well, I mean, I think there's a number of things, and you point them out. I think on the second point, which is the electoral college system, I mean, that's I think a separate controversy. At least the problem is well known, and it's ingrained, and its value actually is ingrained in us as school children. And the candidates and the voters, alter their behavior based on it. And so, I mean, I think that's a separate issue from, say, what the Russians were accused of doing and other concerns.
Exactly right.
But
the reason I mention it, and I know that's not something that you are necessarily challenging, but isn't that more significant as a factor than people posting comments online, for example, or would you view it the other way around?
Right. Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean is significant. If you mean significant in terms of determining the outcome, I mean, I agree with you entirely that the best research we have about, like, posting things online and having bots pushing out tweets and those sorts of things, the amount of communications that the Russians were able to push into the system was a bare drop in the ocean compared to all the other communications that were going on in any case. And so I agree entirely there. And so the question is, well, what's kind of the fundamental cause of the election? I mean, I think that the political science points to just, you know, the nature of the campaign and the nature of the structure of the electoral system, rather than on Russian or any other country trying to win through propaganda, say.
As I also hinted before, meddling can work in your favor, in theory, or against you, depending on who's doing the meddling. What sort of efforts has the current U.S. administration been making to bolster election security for the midterms?
The administration, I mean, if you think of the administration as being the president himself and the people around him, it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, it's well known that President Trump has been skeptical about security issues and thinks much of it is a hoax. At the same time, his executive departments, most notably the Department of Homeland Security, has been very, very active in standing up a number of organizations intended to coordinate the various election authorities around the country and to share the best information they have with the state and local officials about what they believe to be the security threats. And then it goes from there in the activity of the, it starts with the federal, the Election Assistance Commission, which also coordinates and works with state and local officials around issues of things like cybersecurity and election security. And then if you talk to any state and local official these days who are really the people running the elections, I mean, they will tell you that they're basically flat out running to make sure that they have all the hatches battened down to deal with kind of the worst that might happen on election day or before.
Traditionally, where most concerns are around elections, though, would be on the most rudimentary forms of fraud, like, for example, manipulating paper ballots. That's not really in question, though, is it, in the U.S.?
Not really. It has to be said that if you look at the procedures that election officials follow to secure the election, they're organized really around the physical security of paper and you know, the ballots, the ledgers, those sorts of things, and, you know, which comes out of the late 19th century. I think, you know, if you were to step back and think about the problems from kind of a cool analytical perspective, what election officials now are dealing with is that they do have to kind of change their mindset a bit, because it may be that the game isn't entirely one now of physical security. It may be that some of the game is also, you know, the cybersecurity. And so this is an entirely new set of, new set of skills, if you will, that you have to learn that you maybe have not paid a whole lot of attention to previously.
Does that suggest we need to keep elections offline and in that very physical sense to prevent the possibility of, well, cyber insecurity?
Yes, I mean, and in fact, I think, the best computer scientists in the United States have been quite clear on this, that there are many problems of trying to especially run elections, by which I mean voting, on the internet. And there are three fundamental problems with voting on the internet. First of all, the election authority can't confirm that it's really the voter on the other end of the line. The voter can't confirm that his or her ballot, as it was transmitted, actually makes it to the election authority. And then it's well known, we've all experienced or read about denial of service attacks that get in the middle of this transaction and try to disrupt it. And so there are three just really big problems. Only one, and they have a combination of technical and physical solutions potentially. But the best minds that I've talked to are convincing and making the point that none of the fundamental problems around internet voting have been solved yet, and that's the reason why there's a consensus around trying to make sure that all ballots are on paper and that they're marked in person by the voter.
How far do we need to accept that there's a necessarily wild element to online activities, that, you know, people don't want to be completely regulated and controlled,
right?
And therefore, you know, the sharing of opinions, while it's a basic right, can also, within certain legal frameworks even, be manipulated if you've got enough people prepared to go along with it. How far do we need to accept that and just have faith in the intelligence of people to make their minds up and to pay attention to what sources they're getting their information from?
Yeah, part of the answer to that question depends on what your political philosophies and theories are. I guess I'm of the mind that in general, as they say, the solution for speech you disagree with is more speech, and I think that that tends to be how most people I talk to kind of think about it. Is in the long run, at least, we have to accept in a country like the United States and most of the developed democratic world that there's going to be, people saying all sorts of things. Some of them are outright fraudulent and are intended to deceive. And we need to be educated. We need to understand how to read the intentions behind things that are uttered. And we need to be exposed to a wide variety of information in order to triangulate into what's likely to be true. I think right now in elections, the U.S. and the rest of the world, there's new communications technologies coming online, and we haven't quite learned how to evaluate all of them and live in that world. I think the jury is out whether there's a fundamental game changer with social media, et cetera. My reading of history is that with every new medium comes concerns about the wool being pulled over people's eyes, and eventually society figures out a way to police the most extreme either views or the most outrageous claims through normal application of free speech.
Right. Professor Charles Stewart III from MIT and a founder of MIT's Election Data and Science. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.